So I just share those thoughts. Let's just speak for just a few minutes here, and we'll pick up next week. But the power of an affirmation, the power of saying something, asserting something, this was something that a writer wrote back. He lived, this was E.W. Kenyon. He wrote a lot of Christian books back in the 1800s, early 1900s. He wrote this statement. He said, the thing that made Methodism, those that were Methodists, he said, the thing that made Methodism so mighty in its early days was a continual confession of the things for which Mr. Wesley stood. When they stopped affirming, faith stopped growing, and believing or acting upon the word became more difficult. So you need to affirm daily that I am who God says I am. I can do all things through Christ. He lives in me. You know, there's times you may not know what to do. You may be faced with something and you don't know what to do. That can be very normal. We're not God, but He lives in us. And I like what Mark Hankin says. He said, you've got a genius living on the inside of you, and if you just yield to him, he'll make you look smart. Because God knows everything. He lives in us. If you're a Christian, He's taken up residence inside you by His Spirit. And if you just listen to Him, He'll show you how to operate in life. He'll walk you through some of the most difficult things that you face. He'll say, go left, go over here, do this, go over here. He'll show you what to do. Because we don't know what to do, but God does. And sometimes I do this often. You know, how many in here either own a business or, you know, does anybody in here own a business? Well, maybe you will someday. But if you're a business owner, you got to make decisions. You've got things facing you. They're on your plate. You got to make a decision. Sometimes they're difficult decisions. And you may not know what to do. You might be like, I don't like this decision. This is a hard decision. But you need to say, I'll know what to do because God's in me. I don't know what to do, but He does, and He's going to show me. He's going to show me what to do. And I'm telling you, that's how we ought to operate in life. There's times, you know, I remember Pastor Clinton when he was alive. We would sing with him. We'd lead worship with him. And we would put a list of songs together. He'd say sometimes he was coming out of the, you know, the area where they assemble. He'd come out, he'd say, I haven't got a clue what I'm teaching today, but God's going to work through me today. That's what you have to do. You may not have a leading or a positive direction to do something in life, but you need to start affirming every day, God's going to show me how to work today. He's going to show me how to operate today. He's going to open doors for me today that no man can open. You got to start speaking those kind of affirmations. 3 John, what does it say? Verse 2, I wish above all things that you struggle. No, it says, I wish above all things that you what? Prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So we need to talk like that. Even when you don't have 2 nickels to rub together, you ought to say, man, I'm so blessed. My bank accounts are full. My cupboards are full. I'm blessed. Faith-filled words, Brother Hagin used to say it like this when he was alive, faith-filled words create realities. What does that mean? Possession follows confession. Your possession of something follows the confession. Because you will have, what did Jesus say, positive or negative? You will have what you say. What does that mean? You're going to have what you say. You don't get it before and then say, oh, wow, look what I got. Why would you need faith if you know you already have something? I mean, in the natural, how many of us have gotten a big raise in life? Gotten a nice raise? Did you start talking about how you were going to spend it before you had it? How many have gotten money back from the government when you filed your taxes? You ain't got the money yet, but you're already figuring out, I'm going on this trip, I'm buying this, I'm going shopping, we're going on a trip. You don't have the money yet, but you're talking like you have it. That's faith talking. You didn't go, sure hope they send it. I don't know, you know, maybe they ain't going to send it. Shut up. You're all operating faith now as you are. You talk about something like you have it and you don't have it. So why talk about negative things? Talk positive. Talk faith. I mean, the head of the church said to him in an open apparition, he said, positive or negative, they will have what they say. It's seed time and harvest. You never hear a farmer, you ever hear a farmer plant seed, go out? Why does he plant seed? Because he knows he's going to get a harvest if he plants it. Does he plant it and go, sure hope I get a harvest? I don't know. We spent all this money. We spent hundreds of thousands of dollars sowing seed. I sure hope. No, when you want tomatoes and cucumbers and whatever, you plant seed and you're already talking to people. You need tomatoes because we're going to have a bumper crop. You're already talking like that before you have them. Come on. Start applying this in life every day. It's daily. It's daily affirmations. Talk that way. I'm telling you, it'll change your life. It'll change your circumstances. And the devil doesn't like it, and he'll fight you. You know, you'll get all kinds of thoughts. But it's not thoughts that change things. It's words. Words from your heart, spoken in faith, change things. Amen. I'm telling you, you know, I've told, there's somebody, there's a young man in Nanuet. He's been at the church since he's been down here. He owns a multi-million dollar business now. He's in his 30s. He and some other investors. And I told him, I said to him, what do you make an affirmation? He said, yep, every day. I make an affirmation every day. Now, it hadn't been easy for him, but he's getting there. And he's making affirmations that every day I say, we're going to have this, we're going to have this. He confesses, I'm a billionaire. I said, good for you. You keep saying it. It's not about the money so much, it's the affirmation. God's going to honor that. He's going to honor that. And it takes people with faith. Then God's going to bless them. It's not to just bless us. We get blessed. But if you can be trusted with finances, then you can be trusted with other things in the kingdom of God. And God is looking for to raise up people to fund this last day push to reach people. And it takes finances, it takes work, it takes effort. You know, I'll close with this comment. I heard this minister back in May, and he teaches on end time prophecy and end time events. He has a wonderful book. And he said the Spirit of God, he used this example. He said, how many of you, and he was asking us, how many of you have ever run or raced? I said, yeah, I ran track. I did high jump. I ran track. I did cross country. I couldn't stand it, but we had to do it. But the running piece, and anybody who's been in any kind of athletics, if you run, he said, what do you do when you've trained and trained and trained and trained? He said, what do you do when you see the finish line? He said, man, you're putting everything in. You're kicking. You're giving it all. You're hanging it out because you see the finish line. It's right there. You're not cruising. You're going for the finish. He said, Jesus is right here. He said, we're about at the finish line. He said, if you see the events that are going on and the things that are happening, Jesus is about ready to return to this earth and capture his church away. He said, we're right at the finish. And he said, the church is not aware of it. They're just cruising. Yeah, we got another day. We got another year, another month. They don't see the finish line. And they're just cruising like they're in the middle of the race. And I thought, we need to wake up and be aware where we are spiritually and be aware that he's coming soon and there's people that need to hear the goodness of God and to hear about his goodness. Because there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And we need to remind people. You don't have to beat people over the head, but you ought to let them know and say, look, where do you think, if you were to pass away now, if you were to die, where do you think you go? Not hope so, but where do you know you're going to heaven? Because the easiest way to know is Romans 10, 9, and 10. What did he say? He says, if I believe in my heart that he was raised from the dead, and I accept or I ask Jesus to come into my heart, if I say it, right? I say it. And I receive him and do it and receive him and tell it, then you'll have what you desire. So that's what he's saying. So if you're here today, I've shared some thoughts about affirmations, but if you happen to be here today, and you've never asked Jesus into your heart. And I think so often people, Jesus is not about you being some member at some church. He wants you to be his child because he died for you. And so the main thing is to just make people and get people to understand that he loves them, he died for them, and all he wants you to do. You don't have to get your life cleaned up. So often people say, well, I'm not ready. I got to get ready. Mm-mm. Could be too late. Could be too late. And so it's just easy. If you believe that Jesus came to this earth and died for the sins of every man and yours, all one has to do is say, I believe that. I believe he did that for me. I believe he went to the cross. I believe he took my sins and took them to hell. I believe that. I believe he was raised from the dead. Ask him to come into your heart. Help you to be a better person, to live a better way. I mean, he'll deliver you from whatever's you're struggling with. So if you do that, you just received eternal life. Amen. So let's say this. Father God, I believe that Jesus is your Son, and he came to this earth, and he died for my sins, and he took them to hell and paid the price for that and the penalty of that. And when that was paid for, he was raised from the dead, and I believe that. I receive him now as my Savior, and I accept him now. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. If you did that, just let me know. If you're here today and you accepted Jesus, we just rejoice with you. And it's a new day for you. Amen. 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 Praise God.